Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. This is the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, episode 55. Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, or you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might just be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business, so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. Sometime before starting our own firms, we business owner architects experienced an entrepreneurial seizure. Michael Gerber so accurately described that moment in time in his book, The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It, one of the best books I've ever read about business. You may have heard me talk about it before. I reviewed it on the blog. If you haven't read it, go get it and read it. The entrepreneurial seizure is the precise moment when a passionate employee commits to starting her own firm. Frustrated by the process, or a lack of process, established by her employer, she decides that she can do better. You remember that moment? In this episode of the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, we're going to talk about the passion profit cycle of a successful small firm architecture studio. Just stick with us. We'll be right back. This episode of the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast is brought to you by Entrepreneur Architect Academy. Entrepreneur Architect Academy is a private community of like-minded entrepreneur architects seeking to take their small firms to greater success. And members benefit from having free access to all the products offered by Entrepreneur Architect now and into the future for as long as you are members. And we meet weekly on a private video conference where we discuss a new topic of business and dive deep into building a successful small firm architecture studio. This is an opportunity to be part of a group of professionals who are determined to take their businesses, their lives, and their leadership to the next level. And it is a great opportunity. We have so much fun and we learn so much. Enrollment for membership is currently open for a limited time, and it's closing on December 15th. So if you're interested in joining us at Entrepreneur Architect Academy, please visit entrearchitect.com/academy. The passion required to overcome the fear and uncertainty of launching a startup architecture firm is a very, very powerful emotion. It's what takes us from business owner architect to entrepreneur architect. It's what gets us out of bed every morning, and it keeps us going year after year after year. It's that passion. It's the passion required to overcome that fear that we feel before we start. And I know you remember that feeling before we started our firms, that fear and uncertainty of what's going to happen out there. It's the passion. But passion for what we do will only take us so far. To become a great firm, a truly great business success, we must also have passion for profit. And I know, profit. To some, profit is a dirty word. And you've heard me talk about profit before. You know my stance on profit. It's the reality that without profit, your passion for being an architect will very, very quickly evaporate. It is the passion for profit that will allow us to grow our firms and continue to build successful practices. And it's much like winning a game. Earning profit feels great. It physically feels great, not just emotionally, physically. Neuroscientist and clinical psychologist Ian Robertson writes about the neuroscience of success. I didn't know there was a neuroscience of success, but he has studied this. And he's written a book about it, The Winner Effect, The Neuroscience of Success and Failure. Earning a profit, basically winning in business, physically alters our brain chemistry, and it increases the production of dopamine. It sharpens our focus and desire for continued success. So earning profit literally causes us to become passionate about earning more profit. And on the other side, the lack of profit alters our brain chemistry as well. Obviously, unless you're running a nonprofit organization, and that's not your goal, but the lack of profit, of running a firm without profit, it's frustrating and frightening. I know, I've done that, and I'm sure you've done that too. We become depressed and disinterested, and our passion for the profession fades. I'm sure you've been there. During times of economic slowdown, the dangers threatening our firm not only come from the outside pressures, but literally they come from inside our heads. So what can we do? What can we do to change the chemistry and earn more profit? Well, I have five approaches for you to earn more profit. The first one is cut your expenses. Take a look at your books. You do keep a record of your earnings and expenses, right? You do keep books. Well, take a look at those. Review your expenses and eliminate any unnecessary or wasteful spending. You may be surprised by how much your earnings are being used for supplies and services that you don't really need. You want to wait for those good times to return, when you're making lots and lots of money, before spending your hard-earned revenue on maybe coffee services or that extra phone line or the new iPhone. Cut your expenses and you'll earn more profit. The second one is eliminate debt. When times are tough, it's so easy to get snarled in the trap of business debt. Credit cards and lines of credit shift from a safety net to a reliable source of, quote, income. Before you know it, you're maxed out, paying massive amounts of interest, and working with no net at all. Make a plan to reduce or eliminate your debt and start working with retained earnings to pay for your expenses. So set up a retained earnings account, pay into that account every month, and eventually you're going to have a nice big savings. And when you need to spend money on your expenses, you go to your retained earnings account instead of your credit card, pull out your debit card, and you pull money out of your retained earnings account. Check out a blog post that I wrote, entrearchitect.com/debt0. It's about how I went from over $100,000 in debt to zero debt. Check that out. Number two is eliminate debt. Number three, increase payroll. What? I know. Increase payroll to earn more profit. How is that possible? Yes. Healthy businesses must grow. You can't do it all by yourself. And with the right team in place, you can actually take on bigger and better projects. Expenses will be distributed among more income sources and you will earn more profit. But be careful. Hiring the wrong people may cost you much more than you'll be paying them. So be careful when you're hiring. Make sure you hire the right people. But when you do hire the right people and they start doing what they're supposed to be doing and you don't have to do it anymore, you may just start making a lot more profit. So number three is increase payroll. Number four, you've heard me say this before over and over and over again. I know I'm a broken record. And you young architects out there, you may not know what records are. Let's not get into that. I'm just kidding. I'm only 45. I'm not that old. But I do remember records. Number four is raise your fees. I know you've heard me say it before. Competition has increased among architects as this economy is coming back. It's pretty brutal out there. And some prospective clients are selecting firms based on cost alone. Many architects have cut their fees to the point where profit is impossible. Don't be one of them. Remember, without profit, our firms will fail. Higher fees will not only keep your firm running strong, but it will indicate the true value you bring to a client. When you have higher fees, clients respect you more. If you bring in a project with low fees and they know that your fees are too low, you will not have the respect of an experienced architect. You may get the job and you may regret it. So raise your fees, get them up as high as you can get them. Check the market, see what the market will bear, and get your fees up as high as you can because you need to be more profitable. The more profit you earn, the more art you can create. Profit, then art. Number five is expand your services. Architects must think beyond traditional design studio business models. In 2007, with this economy, the terrible economy that we just came out of, as that was heading our way, as those storm clouds started bearing down on us, my firm, Five Cat Studio, we actually expanded our services to include interior design and construction management services. And this change in offering, it allowed us to increase potential revenue on every project. So fees once paid to outside designers and contractors are now earned by my firm. Not only has this potential profit resulting from each project increased significantly, but we now have more control over the final quality of our projects, resulting in happier clients. So number five is expand your services. So let's go through these five approaches to earning more profit. And one more time, just real quick. Cut your expenses, you know, look at your books, check your earnings and your expenses, and cut out things that are no longer necessary, or you're just wasting money. Some of those goodies that you have, or maybe even some things that, you know, maybe some things that are on your credit card that are recurring payments that you don't even know are there. Cut the expenses. All those little things add up. So number one is cut your expenses. Eliminate debt. Check out entrearchitect.com/debt0 for that post on building a debt zero firm. Number three is increase payroll. Yep. Get, you know, once you're at the point of hiring some help, go do that. Because the more you can focus on the things that earn you money, the more money you're going to make and the more profit you're going to obtain. Number four is raise your fees. Get your fees up there as high as you can. You've heard me say that before. And number five, expand your services. It doesn't have to be interior design and construction management. Think out of the box. What can you, as an architect, what can you provide to your clients when you get a project for basic services? What else can you offer to those clients? Expand your services is number five. So without passion, there will be no profit. No passion for architecture, you're not going to be profitable. But also without profit, you're soon going to lose your passion for architecture. It's no fun practicing architecture without making money. The more money you make, the more happier you're going to be, the more prosperous your firm will be. To be a successful entrepreneur architect, we need both passion and profit. It's a passion-profit cycle that builds great firms and allows us to continue to do what we love most, practice architecture. Passion leads to profit, and profit leads to passion, which leads to profit, which leads to passion. It's a cycle. You need to have both. So are you passionate? I know you're passionate about architecture and design, but are you passionate about profit? Are you passionate about making money? Remember, when you make more money and you win this game of practicing architecture, your brain chemistry changes. You feel better about yourself and you can create more art. So you should be passionate about profit. I want to know what you think. What have you done as we come out of this economy and we're recovering and things are getting better? The phone's finally ringing and our boards are full and we're all sort of overwhelmed, really, with all this new work we have. What are you doing to be more profitable? Don't forget to be more profitable, to focus on that. I want to know what you're doing. So go to the show notes at entrearchitect.com/episode55 and tell me what you're doing. Tell me what's working for you. What are you doing to be more profitable as we recover with this this new economy we have here, and we're finally enjoying some profits? What are you doing? Go to the show notes and let us know. Share your thoughts, because other people want to hear them. You can go there and read what other people are sharing. So do that right now. I'll see you there. If you like this episode, please go to iTunes and leave me a review, because this is how you may help me spread the word about Entrepreneur Architect and our mission to become an influential force in this profession. Go to entrearchitect.com/iTunes, or in iTunes, just search for Entrepreneur Architect. You'll find me. And remember, enrollment for membership is currently open for a limited time. So if you're interested in joining us at Entrepreneur Architect Academy, please visit entrearchitect.com/academy. And that wraps up today's show. Show notes, including links to the books I mentioned, will be found at entrearchitect.com/episode55. Until next week, my name is Mark R. LePage. What's yours? I'm an entrepreneur architect. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.